Thanks for joining me, Sunshines, very early on a Sunday morning. Busy on a Monday. I'm not going to dwell on this too long. We also got load shedding coming up, but that is besides the point. Racing on the Monday is at Hollywood Bets Gravel. We've got 8 races carded. I must say I do enjoy the poly surface. Some of the races we're going with favourites and then 1 or 2 horses at fair prices. Race 1 is the start of the Bipot. You know all about it. Champion Punters Challenge brought to you by Hollywood Bets. You only have to have a Hollywood Bets account to enter. Entry then is absolutely free. Start of the Bipot, it's the www.sajockeyacademy.com. Qualified maiden plate. It's run over 1,200 metres. I think the favourite here will take a power of beating. I see the horse has been gelded on the form lines. There's no doubt that is the right one. 0.63, so just over 6 to 10 is on offer with www.hollywoodbets.net. Kelvin Abib has the ride, and that one, as I say, looks to take a power of beating. 7156, which is very much form. 7156, hopefully to get punters off to a good start. The Bipots, we leave that. We go on to the place accumulating race 2. It's the Gold Circle Racing YouTube channel. Merit rated 65 handicap at 1:05. It's run over 1,100 metres. Some of these races very competitive on the card, but I do like the programme. Gimme a Rainbow is 3.57 to 1, number 1. 2 Mac Hardy is 3.57 to 1. That won the maiden. You've got Quest for the Best. You eventually got it right after Many a Moon at 4.55 to 1. I'm taking my chances here with number 3, Another Day in Africa, who last time out showed good pace, just came under pressure late on, but I think will enjoy the 1,100 trip. I see the blinkers are on, and Muzi Yeni is in the iron. So for me, it's 3, Another Day in Africa from 5.81. 3.581 will do it in race 2. The third race is the start of the Pick 6. It's our second maiden on the program, and once again I'm going with a favorite, a horse called Zacco, who is at 1.82 in the www.galloptv.co.za maiden plate. 13.40 is the off time here of the first leg of the Pick 6. So for me, number 1, Zacco, Alison Wright, Keegan DeMello. I see that form line has held up well. Caramel Fudge came out and won from that form line in front of the 4, the 6 and the 7. 1, 4, 6, 7. Let's hope those 2 favourites in the maidens can get it right. We go on to race 4, start of the jackpot, www.tabgold.co.za, merit rated 63 handicap. This has run over the 10 furlong. Pirate Prince won the maiden and ran well after that. Alison Wright, Keegan DeMello. I see this horse finishes off his races very strongly. That's a 3.57 to 1. Lord Minver is at 4 to 1. Last time out, Apprentice Klangwa, minus 4. He did us a favour on a horse called Double Espresso. Hadn't won for such a long time. Really stormed home. I thought that was a very polished ride from the youngsters back aboard. And I don't see why Double Espresso can't notch up another. So I'm going with Double Espresso as the first choice once again. Currently with Hollywood Bets, you can get 6.25. I see there's been a little bit of support in from 7.14 and 13 to 10, a placing. 5-12-1-6, 5-12-1-6 in race 4. The fifth race, Soccer 8, Fillies and Mares 76 handicap at 14.50, is run over the 6 furlong. Lorenzo Karim, his stable has some very nice runners on the day. Lorenzo hopefully has a good one. Good sunshine is that. Acacia's Blossom is 2.5. Asling or Ashling is at 4-1. Toto is at 4.55-1 Toto. Princess T, if you go to, I think it's the penultimate form line, has franked that form. And for me, I'm going with a 4 Toto from the 3 Acacia's Blossom, then the 7 and the 8. 4-3-7-8 in race 5. Race 6, Follow in the Box Seat podcast, merit rated 64 handicap. The 6th race sees joint favourites at the moment. Number 2, Fiery Duke, is 4-1. Quizmaster, once again, Lorenzo there, 4-1. Maybe some doubts about the distance looking at the past form, but Keegan DeMello is the rider. Global Secret was 6.25 into 5, now 4.55. This is a filly who's often campaigned against the boys from the Paul Lafferty yard. And I like the booking there of Muzi Yerni. So I'm going with the 3, Global Secret, in front of the 5, then if you are looking for a rank outside on this program, and if I was spending 100 rand, 50 wins, 50 places at the price, I'd get on, because it's 25 to 1 a win, 5 to 1 a place. And that is a horse called All the Time, number 8. I do give that a chance of finishing in the money. And once again, we talk about value at those kind of odds. It can't hurt. So 3, 5, 8, 2 in race 6. Race 7 is the Greyville Convention Centre, merit rated 76 handicap, over a mile. Our penultimate event on the card, the betting reads as follows. The Peel is 4-1. Count Marsh, 4-1. 1-1 Carlos is at 5-1. The horse for me is going to be the 1-1 Carlos. I think we'll appreciate the mile. Rachel Wernicker is engaged and may just get away from them. So I'm strong on 1 Carlos. Danger, I like the 7 Captain Seeger. It's Mr. Yerney again for Paul Lafferty. I give that a shout too. Then the 9 and the 5. 1-7-9-5, but 1 Carlos has dropped overall from merit rate 90 of 78. And I'm keen on that one in race 7. Race 8, the Hollywood Bets Bright Future Fillies and Mares has run over a mile. We should end off at 16:40. A Fabulous looks a nice horse in the making. So too, though, does Let It Snow. Fabulous has won the last two on the turf. Can be slow away, but has rattled home after losing ground to win. Let It Snow, Kelvin Habib has won the last two on the horse over the course and distance. I'm going with the 4, Let It Snow, in front of the 6, Fabulous. I think the 2, Miss Gibson, can improve. Yogis Governor's got some very interesting horses on this programme, maybe not winning, but horses for places, in my opinion. Miss Gibson is 10-1, a place 2.1, and then the 11. 4, 6, 2, 11. That ends it off, the start of a new week. Let's hope it's a good one. Sunday, I'm going to Hollywood Bets Kenilworth just now. I found one late in the last. We're hoping that will win. But what I do want to mention is take advantage of that 15% with Hollywood. You can get on your racing with that bonus. It runs from the 21st to the 30th of November. 15% on all deposits up to 20,000, 3 grand. Thanks for joining me once again, Sunshines. We also we always do appreciate it. Hit them hard. We'll see you on Wednesday. Bye-bye.